Thank you, Mr. Chair. Distinguished delegates, 30 years ago, we committed ourselves to take bold steps for gender equality. Progress was made, but we have to collectively admit that no country has achieved full gender equality. Worse, we are witnessing a rise in authoritarianism and multiple crises which disproportionately affect women's rights worldwide, while anti-gender movements are undermining progress in the 12 key areas of the Beijing Platform of Action. Let us be clear, no tradition, religion, political ideology, cultural value or custom can ever justify gender discrimination or denial of the rights of women and girls in all their diversity. No more than ever, we must step up our joint efforts to achieve gender equality. I wish to specifically underline the importance of sexual and reproductive health and rights. According to UNFPA, in 69 countries, one in four women cannot make her own healthcare decisions. One in 10 women does not have a choice about contraception. Sexual and reproductive health and rights should not be a contentious issue. Let's start from what we agree upon, that no woman should die in childbirth. That everyone has the right to decide when, whether, and with whom to start a family. That everyone should be able to make decisions about their bodies without violence or coercion. These goals cannot be achieved without guaranteeing the sexual and reproductive health and rights of all women in all their diversity. They require access to sexual and reproductive health services, to a modern method of contraception of choice, to safe abortion, and to quality comprehensive sexuality education for all. This year, we also mark the 10th anniversary of the Council of Europe Convention on Preventing and Combating Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence, the so-called Istanbul Convention. This should also not be a contentious issue. According to UNODC, every hour, more than 5 women or girls are killed by a member of their own family. Inaction is simply not an option. The Convention has a track record of improved legislation, strengthened support services, and adequate training of professionals. Let me recall that this is also open for ratification by non-members of the Council of Europe. Finally, allow me to acknowledge the work of civil society organizations, women's organizations, and women human rights defenders worldwide. For centuries, they have played a vital role in advancing progress towards a more gender-equal society. They deserve our full recognition and support.